following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Tom Merritt of Tech News Today, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in, and guess what? Geek out!
Come on, Maestro.
Live from the Geek.io Podcast Network, this is the Geek.io Show with your host, CJ Boats.
Damn it, you ruined my joke!
Rachel Boats.
Pew, pew!
And Jared Azevedo. Dun, 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 dun. With help from producer Jared Budlong.
Day off to the after show.
We're proud members of the AWPA Network.
No, we're not ready for that yet. Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of tech news and geeky goodness. Episode 34, recorded Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2013. I'm your completely prepared host, CJ Boach.
He's totally not prepared, and I'm totally not tipsy. Hi.
And I'm totally not replacing two people.
Yay, we have
I've already told you there's not enough fabulous in that. Whatever state they're in.
Alabama, dear.
Yeah, that one.
Joining us this week, the musical genius, Apple App Master, and here to celebrate the release of his brand new album, Shattered, Eric Van Skyhawk.
Hello. Yay. How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Good. So how are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right.
All right. Get the mellowness going on. Yeah, I think I said the same thing about last time you were on.
Yeah, I'm pretty laid back.
Groovy, groovy, groovy. So tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself, sir.
My name is Eric. I'm on... I used to have a podcast called App Slappy, which is now on hiatus on the Frog Pants Network, but I do a little App Slappy light review on the morning stream with Scott Johnson every Monday. got to take some water right here. Hold on one second.
You had no problem.
Out. Can you edit this
absolutely.
Out?
Totally. I'm absolutely going to edit this out.
Fix it in post?
Yes. I do a lot of editing on this podcast.
So as a hobby, I do music as a hobby, and I just released my second album, Shattered, after many years of working on it. By day, per profession, I'm an associate creative director in advertising. I do, TV commercials and whatnot in New York City. So that's about
Get a
what I am about.
Awesome. The little fun story about Eric and us is Rachel was actually going to do some vocals for this album, but then she got sick and decided not to write stuff because she was taking care of herself.
Between pseudo-pneumonia that I'm still coughing from, you'll hear that every once in a while from his side of the room.
Woo!
And I'm in week 7 or 8 of 16 of my first year of my bachelor's program, which, yeah, is kicking my ass.
No, no worries. I kind of try to crowdsource that little, I got a few people interested in, had some submissions, and I just was getting too much. Waiting for all these people to send in vocals was delaying it too long, so I just released it without it, without the vocals on that song, which I still am working. I still want to release it as a single with vocals, so, if anybody's still interested. But I am working with, I don't know if you know Alagia.
No.
She did the first WoW podcasts. Anyway, she sent in some stuff and I was working with her, but it was taking a little too long to get going back and forth, and so we're still going to work on that, but not, it just didn't make it to the album release. So it was just taking too long, and I just wanted to get... I was getting very anxious about getting my album out because I kept telling people, I was like, oh, it's going to be out this week, and then like a couple of weeks would come by, and everybody would be like, where's your album? And I'm like, okay. I'm going to just, you know, let it go and just release it out to the world and where it stands, so...
But I and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you very much. I felt it came together really, really well at the last moment. I actually made a good friend. The guy, his bands are Mind in the Box and Thix, and I've been a fan of his for years. Like I've been listening to his stuff for 5 years, and yeah, we became friends. And he added the vocals on a lot of the songs that you hear on the album.
Nice.
The last one you heard was Lost is his his vocal work, so.
Wow. All right. that was a killer track. I had to keep myself off the camera the entire time I was playing it because there was much dancing and nobody wants to see me dance.
Well, it's interesting how I made the connection with him I was working on Red. One of the tracks on there, and I thought to myself, like, he would be perfect, his voice inflection and whatnot would be perfect for the song, and so I just sent him a message, like, over Twitter, and I said, hey, I have a song, and I was wondering if you could just speak a sentence, this is one sentence, this simple request, and he's like, yeah, no problem, just send it over, and he's actually based in Vienna, Austria, so...
Wow.
So I sent it over, and he sent it back to me, and he's like, so, I sang over your song. You can use the parts if you want, if you know, whatever, but here's, and I was like, dude, you just, like, it's amazing that you actually sang on my track, because I was just hoping you were going to speak this one phrase, but you actually sang and made the track even more awesome than it is. And then down the, you know, we exchanged emails, and then down the road, right before I was about to release the album, I was mastering, which is where you do the kind of the final touches and tweaking on the tracks, and he runs a studio over in Vienna, and I was like, hey, do you mind taking a listen and giving me some pointers and about some of the tracks? And he listened to the whole album, and he gave me some, he like tweaked some of the tracks, cut some high frequencies here and there, he added a little bass in some of the tracks and whatnot, and gave me some pointers and stuff like that, and he's like, I really like your stuff, I want to put some vocals on one of the tracks, which was, the track back then was called Psych, and then it turned into Lost. But I was like, yeah, sure. And since his English is his second language, he didn't feel comfortable about writing lyrics. So what he did is he sent me a vocal sketch, but using Johnny Cash walk the line. So he sent me the track with the Walk the Line vocals, but with his melody over the song. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. And he says, yeah. He goes, well, if you write the lyrics, I'll definitely sing it for you. So it was a great collaboration where I was like, all right, I've never written lyrics before. So one night I just pounded out the lyrics for Lost, and then there it became the song.
Nice.
Awesome.
That is awesome. All right, let's go ahead. I don't have Bud Long to yell at this about too, so let's go ahead and head
on. Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're trying to kill me.
Yes.
All right. This is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about what we've been playing with, doing, whatever, in the last week or so. And I'll go ahead and start. First, I am now producing this because Bud Long has a migraine. Feel better. And then, as Avito said last week, he wasn't going to be on. So he's a slacker. And Bud Long, feel better. I'm pretty sure you're listening to this. So feel better, man. All right. I've been really busy this week. I haven't done a ton of stuff. Most of it has been either on the bus or just like free time kind of stuff. I watched the Breaking Bad finale.
Yes.
And then I'm starting to watch the show.
What?
Wait, back.
Yes, he's going completely in reverse.
Are you serious?
Yes, he is.
I watched the first two episodes of Breaking Bad about three times, and then this is something that I do. It's the same thing I did with Lost, same thing I did with The Sopranos. I watch the finale, and if the finale catches me, I'll go and live the journey up until that point. I have no issue with
the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know I'm backwards, but geez, that's a bit too much for me.
I have no problem with knowing the ending. I enjoy the ride getting there. I did a complete rant about this a while back of, I don't care if you spoil it for me, just don't spoil the journey for me. You can spoil the ending, you can spoil, you know, Snape kills Dumbledore, I don't care.
Yeah, well, it's like that, I mean, The Sixth Sense would be a whole different experience if you knew he was dead the entire time you're watching the movie.
But that's the point. That's the point. In a Shamalama Ding Dong story, it's about that twist. It's about that spoil. The journey getting to that point is secondary to that point.
Yeah, but there's so many... during the seasons, there's so many touch-and-go things where you don't know if, you know, Jesse's going to die or not, you know?
I know that there's a person in the first season that at episode 6 she was supposed to be dead, and she lived through the entire series. That's all I know about the whole thing.
Yeah, and actually, Jesse Pinkman was supposed to die early, but his character was so good, they...
That's who it was.
That's a guy, dear.
He/she, it's all the same to me today.
Aaron Paul's
really
hermaphrodite.
A little tipsy tonight, isn't she?
Yes, this is actually quite humorous. So definitely
I do have
not
a little connection with Breaking Bad, actually.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I designed the Grand Via logo that comes up at the end of the show.
Nice.
What?
Yes. I worked with the producer's brother a couple of years ago, and I met. His name is Mark Johnson, and my coworker is Dave. And he's like, yeah, my brother's looking. He's starting a production company. He wants you to. He's wondering if you're interested in designing his logo. And I'm like, sure, why not? And it's like, years I did it, and you know, got paid, whatnot. And years went by, and I didn't ever know what happened. And lo and behold, I'm watching Breaking Bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's my logo. It's right there.
Nice.
Yeah, that's definitely a that's something to be proud of right there.
Yes, it's a feather in the cap, if you will.
Absolutely. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really digging the series. The finale, because I wasn't attached to the characters yet, it didn't have the same punch to me, but when I watch it again, you know, after I'm done watching everything, you know, by then I'll probably have forgotten most of the finale anyway. So, I mean, I have 5 seasons of stuff to go through. Yeah, I've already dug through season 1. I've watched I'm going to be watching the season 2 premiere tomorrow. So I'm probably going to forget most of the stuff that happened in it by the time I get to that point. It's really heavy. Like, it is still way, like, I can't watch it before bed. I tried watching an episode last night before bed, and I'm just like, I can't do this. I had to wash it down with Repo the Genetic Opera. Dude, no, that is a fantastic movie. Get good-looking people doing good music, I'm okay with that. Dale is not talking.
Nope.
Have you ever seen Repo, Eric?
I have not seen it.
It's fantastic. It's really weird.
I see by his expression that...
No, actually, Rachel and I really love it. It's really like...
Any chance to watch Paris Hilton run around stupidly?
And lose her face.
And literally losing her face is totally cool with me.
I guess I'll have to check it out then. I mean, there's so much stuff to watch. I'm just like,
I know.
My Hulu queue and Netflix are just so much.
Yeah, it's free on YouTube and also on Amazon Prime The SD version is free on YouTube. The HD version, the Blu-ray version, is on Amazon Prime for free. If you have that
Blu-ray version,
we own the Blu-ray version. We actually, I own the OST and the Blu-ray version of the movie. It has a Paul Sorvino in it, and that's about the only bad point of it because that man can't sing. That is the main draw on that movie is between him and Paris Hilton. I don't know who can sing less.
I vote Paris.
I'm also playing Punch Quest. Still, the quick little pick it up, punch some things, put it down. Sorry. Oh, by the way, because of Breaking Bad, every time I cough now, I am extremely paranoid.
Okay. I think you're okay. I don't think.
Yeah, I think so too. But it's just like I'm coughing. I'm like, ah, shit. because he has lung cancer, Dale, and you cough when you have lung cancer.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait 6 years until the DVD comes out for me to watch
you,
it.
You have ways to watch it. Watch it.
I have ways to watch it. Yeah. Is it the final series in the ways that I can watch it?
Not yet, but by the time you catch up to it, it'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there are quite a few seasons.
Yeah, you got five seasons total. I think up to the first half of five is on Netflix. US Netflix.
Yes.
The entire finale is on the UK Netflix because they had it before, like, the day that it came out on the air.
That's so weird.
It's interesting. I bought the season pass on iTunes, the fifth season, and that was the whole shady breaking up the two seasons.
They're weird.
The one thing, and I actually got an email from iTunes saying, "Sorry for the confusion. Here's a code for to buy the other half of the season if you want for free, or use it for something else." But
wow,
for the confusion.
That's
kind of nice. Cool of them.
And a little known, the last thing I'm going to touch on, and this is going to be kind of a sticking point for me. I on the network every once in a while, I do a podcast called Comic Geek IO, where myself, PJ Stanton from AWPA, go around talking about comic books and everything like that. I haven't been able to really rant about any comic books that I've been reading, but I've been in a nostalgia kind of mood lately. I've been reading Civil War, and I went way back and reread Crisis on Infinite Earths, and I decided to pick up again my favorite comic series ever, which is Why the Last Man from Brian K. Vaughan. And that is the pinnacle of all comics to me. It has, and it's a great place, if you're not a normal comic reader, it's a great place to actually pick up a comic because it gives you the best and worst of what a comic can give you. It has, almost superhero-y qualities. It has a good story. It has a good, mystery to it, and it's parts of it are extremely heavy. Like, parts of it are extremely hard to swallow because it is very, very vulgar, and not very vulgar, but very open with violence and sex. But among that, you get romance, you get heroes, you get good villains, you get an amazing plot, you get a good mystery. It is the pinnacle of all comics, in my opinion.
Are you looking for overtly sexualized?
That's not overtly sexualized.
That's what you're looking for.
It's not overtly,
Is it more in your face?
It is very in your face, because when they do get sexual, it is very, it's sex. They are not afraid to draw every part on a human body.
Sold.
And,
I must find this.
It is such a fantastic series. pick it up. It's all on Comixology right now. You can pick up hard. They have gorgeous hardcovers. I'm sorry. I'm doing a show, dear.
I said I must have this. Give it to me now.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hell. Be right back, folks.
Do we turn off our cameras now?
No, not like that.
Don't compromise yourselves.
Yeah. Dale, Eric, you're going to be good. I'm going to go over here now.
Okay.
He's going to go by himself because I'm just... No.
It is such a fantastic story. And, you know, Brian K. Vaughan has done a bunch of other things. Currently he's doing Saga, which is Romeo and Juliet in space, with magic demons and psychic babies and ghost babysitters. And it's so fantastic. It's currently my favorite book. And like I said, Why the Last Man is my favorite book of all time. It's 10 trade paperbacks of it. They have 2 omnibus editions. So yeah, go check that out.
Awesome.
I am going to go ahead and pass it over to Eric.
Yes, what I've been playing lately?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Pocket series of games on the iOS.
Mm. Like
Tiny Tower.
Tiny Tower.
Pocket Plane.
We have a distrust of Tiny Tower on this show.
So, but they came out with a new one called Pocket Trains. And I first picked it up, and it's like, oh yeah, this is a really, really similar to Pocket Planes, but, and they have the formula for addiction, and I just got really addicted really fast with it again. And it's trains instead of planes, but it's a little different, and it's just I just got hooked on it again. I couldn't believe and you know, they're trying to do the micro transactions to get you to spend more money, but I'm not going to spend any money on this game. That's one of my goals, but it's a great little game. It's free to pick it up because they want you to, you know, trying to entice you to start playing. So yeah, I just picked that up, started playing that. Also, I've been playing Killzone Mercenaries on the PS Vita, which is a fantastic first-person shooter. It's the best one on a portable platform that I ever played. It actually feels like I'm actually playing on a console. It's really well done. The graphics are great. I highly recommend anybody who has a Vita on that to pick up that. It's fantastic.
Awesome. Pocket Trains is also for the Android people like us on this show.
Oh, sorry.
We are not Apple, well, for the most part, not Apple people.
For the most part.
I see somebody got a new iPad. Is that a typo, or?
No, that's not a typo.
Yeah, that's a new international pizza Australian dollar.
What? Okay.
Yeah, Aussie dollar, sorry. International pizza Aussie dollar.
Okay.
Right. I think that was a segue to you.
I got a new iPad. It's right here. It's actually a mini, too. Yeah, nice little cool blue case. Yeah, it's only picked it up last week, so I haven't really done much on it. But as soon as I got it, I downloaded iOS 7, of course, on it.
And now can't use iMessages.
You know what? I updated mine, and I don't have any issues with iMessages. I don't know.
No, I've sent people.
It seems to be you're the only person in the world.
I tested it out, yeah, and I was like, well, I don't know what my message. I get messages and they deliver okay, and I don't know. I didn't do any of the little tricks they say you need to do to reset the server or whatnot, but mine's been working fine.
I do love how the troubleshooting for the iMessages thing was a Windows troubleshooting method. Did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
Exactly.
Like, wait, yes. Why is Apple giving Windows advice? This is not right.
I saw an awesome comic the other day that says, iOS battery saving tip. Put the iPad on the table and go outside. Perfect battery saving tip. But no, I'm looking forward to playing around with that more in the next week. Speaking of things that are overt about sex and in your face and not afraid to show body parts, I watched The Room.
Oh, yeah. How was that? That horrible actor dude. I can't remember his name, right? It's like
Tommy
horrible, right?
Something. Yeah. I can't even pronounce his last name. So that's fun, I guess, for
Dr.
no one.
Horrible?
No, it's
Dr. Horrible.
Have you heard of The Room?
I have heard of it. I have not watched it.
All you have to do is go on YouTube and watch one clip, and you can kind of see what it's all about. It's like the worst actor, like, unbelievably bad.
But the funny thing is, it costs $6 million to make. I don't see how.
It costs how much?
$6
million. $6 million on that?
We must download this or watch this or YouTube this or
on the Netflix
brain sturgeon it.
I don't know, but it is like it has a cult following now.
It does.
Of course it does.
And I can see
it's a bad movie then.
Why?
So it's I haven't seen. I just seen clips. I haven't seen the. I have not sat down and watched the whole thing.
I sat down and watched the whole 96 minutes of it.
Wow.
96 minutes.
So
and
you don't have
copy.
To.
So you don't have to.
And that's why we love you.
I love you too.
No.
Do you do that for a particular show or anything, or do you just enjoy watching bad movies, Dale?
I do that for a particular show. Funny you mentioned that.
I know, right?
Tuesday movie nights, airing on this network every Tuesday. Sorry, same as fun.
No, it's completely shameful.
I know. I feel horrible now.
No, you don't. Don't worry.
Right, I don't. Dave, you're calling me out on my bullshit.
You like it.
I liked all of the shameless plugged. Shameless plugged. Hey, moving on.
My battery's going to die.
That's what
Rachel's going to have to pay attention to the show.
Oh, I'm going to have to get off my ass and get a plug. I have priorities. Check it.
What is that? What
Balloons
game is that?
TD.
What game is it?
Balloons TD.
Balloons TD 5. On the humble Andrew, the humble mobile bundle.
The Andrew bundle.
No, Android bundle. Humble Android bundle, which is incredibly difficult to say.
The humble Android bundle.
Humble bundle.
Anyway,
not a sponsor of the show.
You could ask with all of our shameless plugs today.
No, all of them are shameful.
Shameful. Dealing with school stuff, although I got 80% on a Australian law assignment. That was fun, on a paper I wrote.
Which that can't totally be hard. I mean, it's just sink a dingo on them, right? That's the correct punishment for everything? Dingo-related punishments?
Do that.
CJ, you are cruel.
Although I did kept saying distract court, not district court. So that's the only
boobies.
Example for my assignment. Boobies.
That's when there's lots of trannies in the courtroom, right? Distract court.
Otherwise known as booby court. Anyway, play on.
Wait, why are we talking about the U.S. Supreme Court?
I don't know where to go from here. I wrote an editorial about Pokemon the other week. Shut
up. Oh, here we go.
You should be busy producing a podcast over there, Mr. Bo.
I'm eating carrot cake, if that counts.
Carrot cake. I wrote an editorial. It's on the Down Under Colorado side, so that's fun. I had a bunch of fun doing that, and a lot of good feedback from that, so that I might do more of that in the future.
About the Pokemans.
About the Pokemans. And I watched the strangest Japanese game show ever on Tuesday night.
It's saying something, considering it's a Japanese game show.
Isn't that every Japanese game show?
No, this was a horrible dating-style Japanese game show where there was one guy in the middle of the arena.
I know which one you're talking about, I think.
About 50 ladies around the outside in front of podiums. Do you know the one, Rachel? I didn't catch the name of it. Where videos get shown about the guy, and the girls can buzz out at any time.
No, it's a different one.
Oh, the different one? Okay. And the more videos they show, the more personal it is, and the ladies can buzz out at any time.
Oh, jeez.
And this is before they date the man, by the way.
That could get real awkward real fast.
Welcome to Japan.
It got really awkward about by about the seventh video. There were still ladies interested in this guy, and I was thinking, yeah, no. I would have been out.
Dare we ask what...
Let's just say, how far in detail can I get? Let's just say he wasn't ashamed of one particular body part of his.
His big hairy toe. I understand that. I have a sudden urge to start singing "O Canada, CJ." I probably shouldn't.
Probably not.
It is your turn. It is your turn to tell us what's been going on with your lesson plan, so you can sing that if you like.
No. Although there will actually, the sad part is there will be singing in my lesson plan.
But we're going.
I've decided to make my first lesson plan a kindergarten lesson plan for letter recognition. So, yeah, they're singing the ABCs. Because I'm just a freaking cool teacher like that. As I mentioned earlier, I am in my first quarter, semester, whatever you want to call it, of my bachelor's program. And I'm taking 5 classes, total of 14 credits, and I'm ready to gouge my eyes out. Although I'm a pretty cool teacher, so I really can't complain too much. And even if I did, they'd probably just go, suck it up. Which is fine. But, I have had more work to do in the last 7 weeks than I did in my entire associate's degree. And considering it took me 19 months to do my associate's degree, I'm ready to gouge my fucking eyes out right now. Although I can say my lowest average in one class is 92, so I have straight A's.
Wow.
And I don't know how the fuck
I've... Like a bouse.
I don't know how I've accomplished that, but I have straight A's for now. So, yeah, lesson plans and pencils and papers, oh my. And I would like to give a huge shout out to Skeletor, CJ knows exactly who I'm talking about, for...
Yay, politics.
The government has been trying to put out something called Common Core Standards. I think I've mentioned this before, and I'm absolutely in love with the idea, because... I'm from New York, and in New York, my niece and nephews were 2 years, 2 solid years, ahead of the curriculum that was being taught in Florida when they moved down here. The U.S. government was trying to push through, and it's not mandated. It might be mandated. We'll have to see what happens if they ever get off their asses. It Capitol Hill, which was shot up today, or last I heard it was, there were shootings or shooting heard at it. That aside, they were trying to push through something called Common Core Standards, which basically said, this is your template for your grade. Kindergarten, you should know this, 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 and this. First grade, this, this, this. Second grade, this, 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 by the end of the year. Not saying, by midterm, you need to know all of this. No. Common Core. Basically, this is your core standard. This is what you should learn in the year. Yeah, our beloved Skeletor down here turned to the Board of Ed in Florida and said, yeah, you're just going to not do that. We're going to keep education in our own hands. A flaming fucking idiot. 44 states and D.C. Well, it was 45 before Florida decided, oh, we don't want to do that. 44 states and Washington, D.C. are willing to do this. What is your malfunction? Oh, well, that's my issue of
Rachel's
today.
Political rant of the week.
It wasn't really political. It's not so much political when it's something that affects the education of students and the fact that Florida is literally 2 years behind. My niece and nephew moved down here knowing things that they didn't learn for 2 more years in schools down here. But I digress. And I go back to playing this, which I showed before. Bloons TD. CJ gave me his Humble Bundle stuff and gave me the codes and stuff for Bloons TD, and I am horribly, horribly addicted to the point I'm running my battery down for the third time in 2 days. And that's my life in a nutshell. School and Bloons.
School and Bloons. They actually added, if you have an Android device, go check out humblebundle.com. They added 3 new games recently. So, go check that out. Again, not a sponsor, but they do awesome things. Help out charities. I don't remember which charity they're doing this time. But always awesome.
Oh, speaking of charities.
We'll get to that later. all right. So,
jump the gun.
I'm jumping.
I'm good at that.
Gun. All right, we're going to go ahead and head into intermission time like normal. However, we're going to do a little bit of a little different this time. I'm going to do some live ad reads this time instead of pre-recorded stuff, mainly because of something special and upcoming, and secondly because I didn't want to try and fish around for ads when Bud Long's not here. After we are done with the ads, Eric has given us the chance to play Shattered, the titular track of his new album.
Yay.
We're going to check that out, and then we will be back on the other side with the news.
We will stutter on the other side.
Yes, this is great going into the first ad read, live ad read I've ever done. This episode
Would you like
of Geek
the
I-
drunk one to do it?
This episode of Geek I.O. is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. 7 styles, 7 colors, well, one's wood. Both mic'd and non-mic'd versions. I use mine on a daily basis. I can personally vouch to how great their sound is, and also that they are durable as crap. I am able to take them on the bus, put them in my work bag, bring them home, and have no issues whatsoever. I loved my Tweaked Audio headphones, and you'll love them too. Go to tweakedaudio.com and use the checkout code GEEK for 33% off and free shipping. Also, every set comes with a lifetime warranty and 24/7 customer support. I want to thank Tweaked Audio for their support of the Geek.io network. And we have a brand new sponsor this week for the entire network. ProXPN. They are a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all the traffic that goes through this VPN, it keeps all of your data private. It'll mask your IP completely. Nobody can trace you. It will also mask your location. So if, say, you happen to be in Australia and want to pay for and use United States or UK Netflix, you can do that. Just make sure that you obey by all laws and regulations of the country you are masking into. keeps everything that you do online safe and secure, keeps you from ridiculous six-strike rules that give you strikes when you're trying to, say, use Blizzard's peer-to-peer services to upgrade your Diablo 3. And your ISP yells at you because they hate all things torrent. So, if you want to keep your traffic safe, keep yourself safe, go to proxpn.com, use Geek20 for 20% off the already really low price, starting at $6.25 a month. And great support. Twitter support is really quick, easy. I saw people today posting and then half hour later getting a response from support with a thorough response, not just, hey, call us. Want to thank ProXPN for their brand new support of the Geek.io network. And on that, we are going to go ahead and play Eric's awesome song, Shattered. On that, we will be right back. Stay tuned. Shattered. Welcome back to the show. That was an amazing track from Skyhawk. Unfortunately, he had to leave to go do more important things than staying with us.
He went to go play with Orgrimmar's.
Yeah, he went to go shove his stick up Orgrimmar, up Garrosh McDaddy issues bum a couple times with famous
jealous.
Podcasters people. I am. I kind of want
very pony.
I really want to go kill his face. Like that was what I was looking forward to most at Mr. Pandaria, but like I don't want to pay $15 a month anymore.
No, $15.
And like I have tons of time to go do that.
Right.
And welcome Crunchy Vito to the back to the show. He's on his phone on his non-tweaked audio.
He's on the moon.
From the moon?
From the middle of the United States. What? Oh, that's right. You're in Oklahoma. He guesses yang, 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 yang. I just realized I didn't...
I guess they have terrible internet in Oklahoma.
They do. But I remember back... Yeah. When Tom was on the show, because he was in Oklahoma too, like, we had this issue every time he... almost every week, he'd be in the middle of the show and then just die. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I've already... So I won't stay too long, but I want to pop in and say hi. And Budlong's not here.
Budlong has a migraine. He is crying in a corner, losing his religion.
Aw, poor Budlong.
Indeed.
Oh, well.
I should have been taking this opportunity to be getting the news bumper ready, but instead...
Oh, I have to...
News!
I'm very sad.
I have all the bumpers. You are aware of this, right?
I kind of like that one better.
There you go.
Anyway, can I do my news item and then jump out of here since my connection sucks?
Sure. Keep it.
Aww. All right, here we go. I'm going to try. So, I'm driving out to Oklahoma to visit my in-laws, sister-in-law. And because basically going to be one of the last chances we have to take a trip for a while because we're having another baby, y'all. What?
Oh, what? Congratulations, yes. Man.
This is not my day.
Rachel's drunk.
No, you don't understand. We had a baby come into my nature and needs class today. My nature and needs professor was showing off his 8-day-old son. I'm like, I want another one.
No.
He said no.
So
congratulations,
I'm
giving you
the Geek.io exclusive announcement.
Yeah. Awesome, dude.
It'll be
congratulations.
On probably.
Yeah. that is so cool.
Woo! Anyway, that's why I wanted to pop in and say hi.
Awesome. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's a great reason to come on.
You must tell the wifey that I am so thrilled for her and give her big hugs for me.
Another one of the cutest kids in the world will be coming in to the world again.
Yeah, that's right.
Just hope it's a boy this time so that way he can protect Bella. And also be incredibly adorable on his own.
I don't know. I think Bella can probably take some kids down if she wanted to.
Yeah, probably.
She could.
All right.
She's able to 14-hour car drive, so she can do anything.
Hey, dude, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right, pregnant wife and a cranky baby. 14 hours.
Do you know when you guys are due yet?
So,
or?
Yeah, that was my next question.
It's going to be late April.
Isn't that around Bella's birthday? Or?
Bella's birthday is March 15th. So
I knew it was around that time frame.
Look at you paying attention. I can't remember.
I know, right?
I couldn't tell you birthday. Now I feel bad.
If it makes you feel better, both of my children are 3 right this very minute.
Next Thursday on this show, there will be it will be my daughter's 4th birthday. So,
wow!
Yeah.
Here you go, dude.
4. It's crazy.
4. AJ turned 3 this last week. It was
4
so
days ago.
Weird. 4 days ago.
My babies aren't babies anymore.
All right, dude, so go take care of your wife.
I'll stop ruining your show with baby talk and
ruining Rachel. Yeah, more boring baby stuff.
So we try.
It's okay. I was drinking. It's okay.
Still out.
Yeah. It's totally not your fault. She's crying. It's the alcohol.
My alcohol's all gone.
Aww.
I still have the
bathroom. Yeah. I'm going to go eat some cookies. Night, guys.
Night, man.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Alright, so now.
Whoa, Super CJ
dude,
face.
It's amazing.
Look at that.
Whoa.
That's so weird. Alright,
But I think it's trying to put him to HD. And it's. Wow.
There we like back and forth between
mental.
It looks fine on my screen. I don't know what's going on. All right. YouTube, folks. Watch it. geek-io.com/video. Check it out.
Yay.
Seriously.
All the shameful plugs.
All right. All the shameful plugs. All right. So, on to the news proper. All of our tech news, as always, it can be found over at awildpodcastappears.com. And speaking of OPPA, there's a big thing going on over there. The news is brought to you by the WAP Comic Convention, South Florida's newest and biggest comic and gaming convention, held January 31st through February 2nd, 2014, held at the huge BB&T Center right outside of Miami, Florida. Come check it out. There's going to be a huge event sponsored by AWPA and Geek.io. For more information, check out wap.coco.com. Yes, we're still doing Bud Lung's news.
Oh, speaking of chat, holy cow, I just realized we have a chat room that I'm not in.
Yes, we have a chat room at geek-io.com/live. There's a chat room right there. Or you can join us at QuakeNet and chat room Geek.io. No spaces. Again, with the shameful plugs. Speaking of shameful, Google has the cojones to make HTML5 easy by launching its web designer program.
What?
Yes. What this is.
You
is
mean
a callback.
I can actually do HTML5 now?
Yes, you could. What? Mobile responsive designs like Squarespace, but not nearly as cool. it kind of harkens back to the 90s, you know, front page, Microsoft front page. Where you, it's WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, and then you can go into another tab, and it'll give you the code. So if you're interested in seeing what's going on in the background with the cool things that you're doing on the graphical level, you can go back in and actually see what's going on with it. In this program, you can actually make 2D animations 3D, you can animate said 3D animations, and it's all instantly available to Google. It actually also allows you to throw it up on a Google.com subdomain.
Okay.
So, for temporary storage. And it's easily exportable directly to whatever you want to throw it onto. You can do you can do WordPress on it. You can do Squarespace designs on it. If you want to pimp out your Squarespace, still, you're not a sponsor anymore. You just freaking love those guys.
They kind of still have our website, so we can...
Yeah, they still have our website, app. So I still love them. It's just they aren't paying me to love them anymore, which makes it even better.
Oh.
So it's just a loving relationship. Yeah.
It is. And it's a relatively small download for what it does, and it's all over on Google sites. It's all, you know, it's really robust. And it was a big surprise. It was just like suddenly, hey, we have this web designer thing you guys can check out now, and you can make your own websites. Because FrontPage and Dreamweaver aren't a thing anymore.
I love my copy of Dreamweaver. Leave my Dreamweaver out of this.
Dreamweaver was good until WordPress happened.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then the WordPress nation attacked.
Yeah, then a wild world. WordPress? Wow. WordPress appeared. WordPress!
Yes. So yeah, check that out. It's really cool. I was playing around with it, and it's easy. It's really easy. It's simple, you know, drag, drop,
type. You can see whatever it does in the background. And yes, you can make your famous 90s animated GIF Angel Fire type sites.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
If you're into that.
Yeah, if you're into that. But if you don't want to be known that you are making that kind of site, but you want to chat about it, BitTorrent has the solution for you.
Oh, jeez.
BitTorrent, yes. Where you may have to go through ProXPN to get to if your ISP hates torrents, is launching a early alpha secure chat system. What this is very similar to the peer-to-peer file sharing that they are so infamous for, where there is no central server. There is no logs being transferred to anybody at all on this, unless you do it yourself. It is completely secure, running with a... Torrent Magnet / Tor, the Onion Router technology. It's going to be eventually available to multiple IPIM services, so you'll be able to communicate through your BitTorrent secure chat with your Facebook Messenger and your AOL Instant Messenger, if that's still a thing.
In the 90s, holy cow.
And your ICQ. Welcome to the 90s.
I'm turning my camera off. I'll be back in a second.
So yeah, it's way early alpha right now. There's not many users. I installed it and there's nobody. I don't know anybody else using this, so I can't preach for its security or anything like that. So it's hey, I have a BitTorrent chat on my computer now. Yay. Go me.
I do love the picture that they were at, the free-for-all thing. Send as many messages as you want. Well, thank gosh, because no one wants to be limited to the amount of messages that they can send. Is that a thing that you have to say, is that there's unlimited messages?
I didn't know that that was a thing. Unless they're talking about text messages... that's the only thing I could think of.
Anyone, there are no limits, no fees. It's as simple as that.
Well, I know there were some secure chats that were doing complete... all right, here's a little bit of security nerd, because that's what I'm actually in school for. There were some chat services going around that were allowing for 256 encrypted pipes to prevent... man-in-the-middle and interception attacks from happening, that we're able to communicate with everybody, with MSN, with Yahoo. And they were free but had a limitation on them, and you could pay for them to unblock them. So BitTorrent said, fuck y'all, we're doing this right. And regardless of what you think about...
In the Facebook Messenger, Google... Hangout chat thing, the world these days, you'd hope that any messenger would come out with unlimited messages.
Yeah, exactly. You can't... Well, like I said, it's one thing to have a multi-platform communication device. It's another thing to make that completely secure to where you are not being spied on and your chats aren't being sent, aren't being stored like Facebook's are.
Ah...
Yeah, Facebook, while their privacy, on the surface, Facebook's privacy policy forbids them from doing anything with your chats, but they are all stored.
They are all stored, yeah. And notice that now, these days, on Facebook, you can't technically delete a message.
Exactly.
Nope, it's there.
You can archive a message. And by the way, Rachel, why do I click on your links again?
If anybody ever comes onto our show, just a fair warning, don't ever click Rachel's internal chat links.
Hey.
Dale has been on this show six times and he still clicks Rachel's.
Every once in a while I put something meaningful up.
Really? I'm just
from the reaction.
Really?
From the reaction, this is not one of those. Awful zone. I have the most awkward boner ever.
There you go.
All right, speaking of the most Speaking of the most awkward boner ever, Twitter.
That's why some of my segues. Jeez, come on now.
Twitter is going public. They filed for a $1 billion IPO today, actually, through the New York Stock Exchange, which is weird because most tech companies like IBM, Facebook, and that kind of thing are publicly traded through the NASDAQ, but Twitter's like, fuck y'all, I'm going to go to NYSE.
Nice.
Twitter, because they're public now, they had to release their profitability margins, and last year was not great at all.
What are you talking about? What is that madness?
It is not a very profitable business model for people relying on people to click links. Yeah. That being said, their mobile ad revenue made up the lion's share of their profits last year, their revenue last year. So if they step that up and do it right, they are estimated to be profitable by quarter two next year.
Yeah, 65% of ad revenue came from mobile, which...
That's good. I mean, it's really good, but you need to be able to... You need to step up your game with web and other stuff than that. You know, their revenue stream right now relies on ad clicking and promoted tweet purchasing.
Which...
Yeah. So they have to come up with some other ad revenue, or they're going to flop worse than Facebook's did. Full
Which
disclosure, I believe own a share of Facebook, so yeah.
That's probably something that's still a thing. On the internet. Is that still a thing?
It's back up to $50. That's back up to what I paid for it.
Really?
It's only taken a year and a half, damn it. But it's back to what I paid for it.
Which is interesting to see where Twitter will price themselves if they will do the Facebook thing and go, we are awesome, and so we're going to price ourselves high, or if they're going to undercut themselves.
With that profitability report that they did, they're going to have to do low, because there's not a sane person in this world that will say, hey, I'm going to spend $50 on a company that lost a ton of money last year. I wouldn't. I honestly thought Facebook would actually go somewhere. It's the only reason why I thought, it's the only reason why I'm like, hey, all right, I'm going to buy one single stock of Facebook.
And lose $20 million on the first week that it traded.
And lost $30 on the first day. It was fantastic. I woke up the next morning and I'm like, what do you mean it's only worth $20 now? What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know when you bought this $50 worth of Facebook.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I didn't discuss it with the money.
I did discuss it with you.
Head office is getting cranky, but on the other hand, it's interesting that when did Facebook launch? 2007?
Facebook itself launched like 2005, I'm wanting to say.
Five, okay. So 2005 to 2011, that is a long time for a company to go public.
When did Facebook officially launch?
There you go.
Yeah.
Facebook officially launched high school
we're not
version
about the Facebook.
Was September 2005.
Woo!
Okay.
Woo!
Facebook
I know
social networking website launched on February 4th, 2004.
Okay.
Yep. And I was just a website
CJ, with
stuff
one
when Zuckerberg's like, I'm going
to
put an angel...
/tipjar.
Tipjar.
Geek point, by the way.
Yes.
Cash in that one geek point.
Yeah, that
but
one
no,
geek
and
point.
But they went public in 2011.
2011,
I'm getting my facts wrong today, but yeah, it's Friday.
No, it was 2011.
So it was 2011, so it took them that long to go public. Twitter launched in 2007?
Six.
That would have been 2007. Six. Wow, look at me go. And now they're public all this time later. What took them so long? Is it just the fact that they have to build up to be a reputable company internally?
Well, between that and also, I'm actually surprised they decided to go public now, considering how much money they've lost.
Yeah.
They have to build up a portfolio that's going to make investors happy. And saying, hey, we lost a ton of money last year is not going to make any potential investors happy. So while this is an IPO filing, this is not an actual them being placed on the NYSE yet. This is not something you could purchase anytime soon.
It is a developing story that did happen today, so, you know.
Yeah, it did break today. It's, you know, Facebook did its IPO, and then I think it was like 6 months later you can actually purchase it.
It's got to go through the process and board meetings and investors and suit and ties and, yeah.
Exactly. I'm really surprised with the way the Twitter has handled things, that it was two men in a basement for like 4 years handling all of Twitter, that they even decided to go public. Like, it didn't really surprise me that Facebook had went public, but it really surprises me that Twitter's like, hey, yeah, we're gonna do this now.
Is it probably just to compete with Facebook?
That's the only thing I can think of,
the only thing that I'm thinking of.
Hey, Facebook is public and MySpace is becoming a thing again. So, literally, seriously, it is. It's becoming it's becoming a banned social media network. Justin Timberlake and Ryan Seacrest threw their tons of money behind it. And so, you know, I'm guessing they're just saying, hey, you know, maybe we can try and make some money out of this. But, I don't know. Using an IPO / public, you know, going public is not a reasonable profit model, because you are going to... I'm putting my prediction on the table. They're gonna go public, and I'm going to say probably $30 per share, and it's going to be like $5 a share the next day, like within a week.
I hope. That's where I'm sort of disagreeing with you. Because they are a competitor, and in turn want to seem better than their competitor, they're going to underprice themselves.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're going to
have steady for the next couple of weeks.
Like, okay.
Really undersell themselves.
Yeah, I reckon
$15 maximum.
15? Yeah, I can't see them going for more than 30, like, at all. There's no way they're even going to be able to think about playing around with the 50 that Facebook did.
Oh, definitely not.
All right. That's
now that we've got all
dirty
on you,
that we've done. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have the science bumper queued up, so... Science!
Science!
Hold on, I got a good one for this one. Hold on.
Okay.
Cow goes moo.
Goes cow, ow, ow!
There you go. There's your science.
It's true, mine's better.
But this one sucks, that no one knows.
Science.
What does the science fox say?
What does the science fox say? This is the reason why Budlong doesn't let me produce this show.
This is why I let you produce the show.
Exactly.
Budlong, come back.
So Dale, you go ahead and handle this one.
Apparently, because I'm just typing and everything. I actually haven't read any of these.
Me either. Okay, so, I read the other ones because I wrote them.
Good night, everyone. I know, right? Love on the bottom of all your articles, that last sentence that you put sometimes.
We could always be nice and leave these for Bud Long to do next week when he comes back and he's feeling better.
Yeah, let's go ahead and let these...
That's what I was hinting at.
Yeah, let's let... The only one I would touch on is EA is still trying to breathe life into SimCity by now allowing mods to go into it.
Let's paint the town!
Unfortunately, those mods are now crashing the game.
Are you shitting
Come
me?
On, EA.
No,
you can do this.
I'm not.
You can do this.
Like, they released the ability to do mods, and then the response from the modding community once again crippled the game.
Why? What?
I don't know. I don't understand why EA is having this happen to them. Like, seriously, people bitched and moaned and complained at Diablo 3's launch because of the Error 38, LOL Error 38, blah, blah, blah. That lasted 2 days. This game has been out for 3 months, and it is still having these errors, still having these issues.
Well, if you consider the source. I mean, it's SimCity. LOL SimCity.
No, SimCity is great. I want to play this. I really do. I love SimCity games. Like, I spent easily 400 hours on SimCity for the Super Nintendo back in the day until I got my damn golden Mario statue.
Dink. I just dinked my cup. Carry on.
Yay, dink.
Yay, dink.
So I want to play this game, but I'm not going to go out and spend any amount of money on a game that I know crashes every other week. Pick up your shit, EA. Seriously.
Just no. And what? What does allowing... What? Like, what's allowing your... turning your town red going to...
I don't know. The mods are not that verbose. Like the ability to mod this is very limited. You're certainly not going to get a like StarCraft type modding scenario where you can literally take everything and change it and manipulate it. You're not going to get that. This is very limited.
Yeah, I get the disaster stuff. I get it. Although that should have been a thing that was already done.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a thing that was built into the actual SimCity itself.
Yeah. I don't know. This game, it just...
They're special little snowflakes.
They really are. I think whoever is handling anything to do with SimCity, seriously...
They're smoking some heavy crack.
They are having... They are buying a lot of the shit off of Walter White and just completely snorting every single bit of it, and then they go into a board meeting and like, woo, people, let's do more SimCity!
Although, I am going to school for marketing and PR, so this is interesting the way that EA...
How not to do marketing and PR.
Although, it's not their department... that they're given a crap game to market and, you know, a game that messes up every 5 seconds. To try and positively spin that, I reckon they've done a really good job at just the PR side, personal assistant.
You remember the PR nightmare that happened when the game came out, right?
Yeah.
That was a textbook definition of how not to do PR.
Yeah.
When you literally have these errors and then everybody shuts up, like EA completely shuts up, incorrectly tweets things off of their official thing when they were supposed to be doing a review for the game, one of those planted reviews, and they put it from their official EA Twitter page.
No. Right? Fantastic.
I'm sorry, EA. You get your shit together. You are a company that has been around forever, and you do games online. You know, the Old Republic had some issues when it first came out. It's running on the same server farms as SimCity is. But the difference is they let BioWare handle the PR for Tor. And they're like, hey, you guys, sorry, we messed up, we're going to fix it. No worries, we'll extend it, we'll extend your free trial and everything like that. So, but
they tried.
They brought the PR for SimCity in house, and they're just like, "Yeah, we're not."
Epic fail.
I mean, they could be worse. They could be worse. They could be Microsoft PR.
That's okay. Go buy an Xbox.
Go buy an Xbox 360 if you want offline.
Go buy the old system. We do okay. We got new toys.
We got computers.
We still make money off you.
Yeah, really.
Ow.
All right, so let's go ahead.
And also, I'd like to remind you, I'd remind you that this game is $60, by the way.
Still, somehow. Like, I don't understand how they're still selling that for $60. Like, that game should have been $30 immediately. Like, the amount of fail that happened. I would be okay with spending $30 on it, considering the amount of issues that I know I would have going into it. But $60, there is no way.
You're going to remember that.
I mean, like, okay. And it didn't get huge amounts of games. I mean, GTA 5 sold 6 million copies in the first day. And they just recently, 2 days ago, finally revealed their online version. And it crashed because there's like 15 million copies out in the wild trying to connect to the same servers. You don't have that with SimCity. Load is not that great with this. And you have Rockstar versus EA. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Lay off the meth, EA.
Or at least share, damn it.
Yes. Share your meth around.
Spread the meth. Wealth. Yeah, that one.
Spread the meth.
So.
I'm having issues.
Want to thank Eric's fan Skyhawk for coming on once again. You can catch him over at twitter.com/Hawkito, H-A-W-K-I-T-O. Catch his album Shattered on iTunes and Amazon. Reach the show at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, geek-io.com, where you can find everything in the world that is Geek.io, Chef Wonder, BGM, Awesomely Goodness, geek-io.com/video for videos. As soon as the show is done airing, contact the show at feedback@geek-io.com. Rachel?
You really don't want to do that to me. I cannot. No.
Okay, this is so hard. We have Sakani from the BGM podcast coming on next week. It was that hard.
Okay. I have a plan.
You had one job.
I fail.
All right.
I love you, Sakani.
Oh, we are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each episode. Thank you. The Extra Life Gaming Marathon is coming up on November 2nd. Us and the guys over at AWPA will be gaming for 25 hours. Check it out at geek-io.com/extra-life.
Indeed. Think of the children. Children's Miracle Network is going to be benefiting from that. 100% of donations are tax deductible, and also all of it goes to charity. None of it goes to us. Geek.io is a proud member of AWPA Network at AWildPodcastAppears.com, along with said titular A Wild Podcast Appears by Jose Castillo, Miguel the Pink, and Alex. I don't remember Alex's last name. Bidoof.
Bidoof.
Coming up this week on Geek.io, Down Under Colorado now answers your questions live. Dale and Zay answer the questions of the week. Which religion would you marry? BGM is rocking. Terrible Tuesday movie night watches the stuff, so you don't have to. How It Stacks goes How It Snacks by reviewing fruit by the foot, not fruit by the foot, gushers, Lunchables, and other snacks.
No, fruit by the foot was one of them.
No, it was fruit roll-ups. Fruit roll-ups, Lunchables, fruit and roll-ups. Gushers.
Oh.
One of those things, literally.
Two of those three things there.
You lied to me.
Here's some spoilers. One of those things does not go over well. Also, coming up this Monday, October 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern, the Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown Event of the Century happens.
I'm actually excited for that.
There's a lot of good movies coming up this week. There's a lot of good movies coming out this season, this week. You got, like, the Hunger Games, you got the
Hunger
Thor.
Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Captain America.
The new Thor movie, I want to say. Yeah.
There's new Thor, new Hobbit, new
Frozen.
New Captain America, new Frozen, new Disney stuff. It's all good. It's going to be a lot of good stuff.
I just hope Frozen doesn't go the way of Epic, because I think CJ might want Frozen, and I'm going to cry if he does that to Frozen like he did to Epic. Bad, CJ, bad.
Goddamn Epic. Also, it's going to be us, you know, myself,
Epic,
Rachel,
Epic came out on
Dale.
DVD even before the freaking SmackDown for Spring was over.
Dude, this is true, but so did Great Gatsby, and that was actually not a terrible movie.
And so did Iron Man came out before the SmackDown was over.
Yeah, Irony Man. No, Irony Man didn't come out before it was over. Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the U.S.
At least.
It's going to be us, myself, the two Jareds, Dale, Rachel, Jose from AWPA, and our amazing MC and host, Andy Young, a.k.a. Gomez, from the AIE podcast.
Andy!
The Batman sound of the people.
Don't talk over me.
Do you think we can sound or look better? It's totally fine. Go on over to geek-arrow.com/tiptier to donate some of that much-needed geek love to the show. If you donate $5 or more to the cause, we'll give you a shout-out and read anything you want us to read.
Anything?
Helps
I'm
give a
hiring Dale to talk for me from now on. He does me better than I do me.
Whoa, hello.
Oh, whoa. Settle down there. Or if you want us to be silly, it helps keep the lights on here at the show. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review and we'll gladly read it on the show.
Stitcher, by long.
Podcasting. No, someone has a veto, somehow. Podcast nominations are now open.
Ooh!
Please vote for your favorite Geek.io Network shows at www.podcastawards.com.
Put us in the technology or comedy. You can put...
Entertainment.
I've already voted. I put us into technology. I put Down Under Colorado into general.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I'm not even saying this because of it, I was tempted to put it into the GBLT category. But...
I don't host the gay podcast yet. Yet.
Yeah, it depends on if what's his name isn't there. I don't remember his name. I'm sorry, I'm horrible.
Doug, right.
Doug, yeah. Alaskan dude.
Alaskan dude.
Alaska man. His power is to remain really warm while staying in ice. Excelsior.
Excelsior.
I put how it stacks into comedy. Yeah, I put us just into technology, and I put how it stacks into comedy. I did vote for some Frog Pants stuff. I voted for some Disney stuff. But yeah,
you know,
go vote.
TMS was put in news and politics last year. That was really
yeah,
strange.
That was so weird. I don't understand that. I guess
I
because
the
they have a
made,
news
at least
segment.
Brian said it to me.
At least Brian said it to me. It's like, well, we could have been ended up in the gay and lesbian category. That would have been awkward. We're talking back and forth at the time.
However, completely appropriate.
Exactly.
All right. So, any other words of thought or anything before we head out of here?
Hang on. I can't find it. God damn it.
We're going to win. All right, folks. We're going. To sleep. So, all right, folks. So, until next week, keep calm, geek out, and don't eat the yellow snow. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a part of the geek.
Oh. That is the wrong bumper. Dale, give me an outro.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.